ولدار الآخرة خير للذين اتقوا أفلا تعقلون. But Allah تبارك وتعالى says, inviting the Muslims and making us realize ولدار الآخرة خير, that آخرت is the original home, that is our abode, that is our place. للذين اتقوا, for those who fear Allah, they will prepare for that place. أفلا تعقلون, کیا تم سمجھتے نہیں؟ In other words, we explain it so clear and it's so evident in the Quran, and everything is shahid to what Allah is speaking about in the Quran. But then do you ignore this? So what, are you mentally affected? أفلا تعقلون, so clear evidence, so much proof, and then do you can't understand? It's just like when a father reprimands a child and explains to him, and then he doesn't pay heed, then he says tanike telu she magashma, أفلا تعقلون. حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا جاءهم نصرنا فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين. Now Allah is explaining and consoling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much difficulty, so much hardship they went to. حتى إذا استيأس الرسل, tell the messengers of Allah, the thought cross their heart. We must understand that is malaika. It's a very delicate way. Let us understand it clearly. Hatta ida stay as a rusul, until when the anbiya became despondent. Now the anbiya don't become despondent. And Nabi's iman doesn't move away from the zat of Allah Pak. These are the very same verses which ulama ikram explained to us, that if a man studies the Quran on his own intelligence, then this is how he can go astray. Because on the literal and the surface meaning, it means that when the malaika lose hope, when the messengers lose hope, how can a Nabi's iman ever move from Allah Pak? How can it divert from Allah Pak, who comes to inform people about Allah Pak, who comes to invite people about Allah Pak? But it's explaining how severe the condition becomes. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Are you under the impression that on the mere proclamation of the kalima لا إله إلا الله you will inherit Jannah? أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ. The people that came prior to you, difficulties came in their path. وَزُلْزِلُوا, and the earth was actually shaken to such an extent. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Till such a time came that the messenger said, when is the help of Allah coming? If a Nabi says, not questioning, will the help of Allah come out? No, it's going to come. But when will it come? So ulama ikram have explained that it's an ijtihadi ghalati. In other words, the Nabi was under the impression that the azab of Allah will come now, and it was delayed for 1 year. This is what it means. Not that the Nabi doubted whether the azab of Allah will come or not. Like Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, when he left his qawm and his nation and he went away. Whereas Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted the iman. So on that occasion, it was for him to remain behind. And Allah speaks about it in the Quran. وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ إِذْ نَادَى وَهُ مَكْزُومٌ. Our Nabi of Allah, don't be like Yunus. In that one thing, when he became despondent and he left his nation. So it was a misunderstanding of the time of the azab of Allah. But in that, Allah is explaining to us what difficulties they experienced that the Nabi had to make that statement. In establishing the orders of Allah, in inviting towards the oneness of Allah Pak. Today a slight difficulty comes into our way, respected friends, our namaz is gone, our tilawat is gone. Like Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. There are people who worship us and who base their ibadat on material gain. So Allah says, they worship us on the edge. In other words, on the edge of iman and kufr. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٍ. If after bringing iman, his business is prosperous, then he reads his namaz. And if he loses his job, in qalaba ala wajhi, then he forgets us. Allah says he lost his job, so he lost the dunya. But let him know, khasir al dunya wal akhirah. He lost the dunya and akhirah. Zalika huwa al khusran al mubin, is open loss. So he has based his ibadat on dunya, on rent, on money, on wealth. حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا جاءهم نصرنا. Then the angels, the messengers of Allah, the handful that is with them, they start wondering that we hope a Nabi's iman is not going to move, but he starts fearing that perhaps this handful of people, they're also going to leave me now. Like Allah says regarding Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, for how many years he made effort in his nation? فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. After it was time for him to leave this dunya, what was his whole ummah in that so many years, what a ummah was prepared? فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah says one Muslim home. This was his whole ummah. The effort of so many years was one Muslim house. فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. حَتَّى وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. Then our help comes to them. فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءَ. And then we grant salvation to whom we wish, to whom we desire. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And when our azab comes to these kuffar and to the enemies of Allah who claim to have everything and everything is in their control. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. When the azab of Allah comes, then the greatest superpower of this dunya cannot do anything to the azab of Allah Pak. Allah now concludes this chapter of Surah Yusuf by saying, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. Verily, in the life of these prophets, they lie great wisdom. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ. They lie great wisdom in the incidents of these prophets. لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Again, for the men who ponder. This whole chapter that we discuss, friends, if a man was sitting here with the correct, just Allah give me also the topic, these were the words of Allah, it is definite that if a man sits with an open heart, his life has to change. لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. These are not any fabricated incidents. The Quran is not any fabricated incident. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. This is direct revelation from Allah Himself. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْ. But this is to confirm those very same mazameen which were discussed in the prior divine scriptures. And in one riwayat it comes with the Quran and the other three, Torah, Zabur, Injil, everyone had the waqiyah of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. All the divine scriptures of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, everyone had the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And Allah says in this Quran, there is an explanation and there is an answer for every problem. There is a solution for every problem. وَهُدَى. These are the sifat and the qualities of the Quran. Firstly, it is mubeen, it is zahir. Then it confirms those things that were in the previous scriptures. Then it explains everything in detail. وَهُدَى. It is a guidance. وَرَحْمَةٌ. It is a mercy. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. For those who bring iman on Allah. For those who bring iman on the oneness of Allah. وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. In this, ulama have explained that in the Quran is everything. Whereas outwardly, a person who wants to object in question, that everything is not in the Quran. My ustad used to give one example. It's just like when a person tells his son, when he wants to go and buy chocolate from the shop, to get 30 no manga, gere baddu che, apra pae handu che. We've got everything. So what, has he got a factory also? Has he got an aircraft also? Has he got this motor car also? No, he hasn't. He's got a computer. No, he hasn't got everything. In other words, it has everything. We've got everything in which is linked to our life. Likewise, the Quran has everything which is linked to the hidayat of insan. When the Quran says it has everything when it comes to the reformation of insan. That is one answer. Because many a times people question, that is why I'm mentioning it. Second answer here is, one person came to an alim and he says, you say the Quran got everything. Does the Quran teach you how to bake bread? He says, yeah, the Quran teaches us.
The Quran says, if you don't know, ask the people who know. If you don't know, go ask the baker. The Quran teaches you, says the Quran teaches you how to fix your car. I say, yeah, if you don't know, go ask the mechanic. So the Quran has mentioned one principle. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Agar tum nahi jante, to jo log jante hain, unse poocho. Although that ayat doesn't refer to cook, baking bread in your car, whatever the case may be, but such an answer for such a person is appropriate. That the Quran says, if you don't know, ask the people who know. So respected friends, Allah has given us this great kalam of Allah. We've got the final scripture, respected friends. Let us not hoard this, respected friends. Let us not be stingy with this Quran. We've got the prescription of reformation and of salvation for humanity, respected friends. Let us not sit back with this. Let us first, we make dua to Allah that He give us the tawfiq to spend our life according to the injunctions of the Quran and Hadith. We make dua to Allah that He give us the reality to understand that when there's any problem, then we don't go to the court of this dunya, but we get one alim and we tell him, Mawlana, make faisla in the light of Quran in this problem of mine. Respected friends, if there is a problem between husband and wife, and we go to the lawyer, and we ask to make a decision in the court, Allah's qasam, we are undermining Allah's words. We are trying to say, oh Allah, the decision and the solution that you have explained cannot solve my problem, but this kafir on whom your curse is descending, his decision will solve my problems. This is what it means, and this is what it means to the orders of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are implementing that, respected friends. That, oh Allah, what you are mentioning in the Quran, al-iyadu billah, cannot solve my problems. But what does kafir is saying will solve my problems? Wa tafseela kulli shayhim wa hudan wa rahma. It is a great mercy from Allah Pak. But again Allah says, liqawmi yu'minun, for those who bring iman on Allah. For those who ponder, for those who contemplate, if not respected friends, then reciting the whole Quran, the verses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine people like Abu Jahl, who seen the Quran revealing, who seen the Kaaba, who seen the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then too, if this heart is black, respected friends, then the very existence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also will not soften this heart. In the light of what I have mentioned, we should now reflect on our heart, that how much nasihat I am listening to, how much is it softening my heart, or it's not penetrating. If it's not penetrating, then I need to attend to myself, and I'm in a critical condition. We make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He give us the tawfiq to bring the reality of that into us. Let us make dua inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يرجع السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة دارك دار السلام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم وفق الآمرين بالمعروف والناهين عن المنكر لما تحب وترضى اللهم وألهمهم رشدهم اللهم وألهمهم رشدهم وقهم شر أنفسهم وشر الشيطان وحبائله يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك اللهم اغفر لهم اللهم اغفر لهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم ووسع مدخلهم وأكرم نزلهم وارحمهم واعف عنهم وأدخلهم الجنة اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنان اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنان اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنان اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان يا رب العالمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين أي الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما أي الله ہم کمزور ہے ہم خطا کار ہے ہم مجرم ہے ہم گنہگار ہے سر سے لے کر پاؤں تک صبح سے لے کر شام تک اللہ گناہ میں ہے اللہ اے اللہ جو گناہ رات کی اندھیری میں کیا ہو دن کے اجالے میں کیا ہو اجتماعاً کیا ہو انفرادن کیا ہو سرن کیا ہو اے اللہ سارے گناہوں کو تو معاف فرمائے اللہ اے اللہ جس طرح تو نے دنیا میں ستاری کا معاملہ فرمایا آخرت میں بھی ستاری کا معاملہ فرمائے اللہ اے اللہ آج دنیا کے نقصان کو نقصان سمجھا تیرے احکام کے مٹنے مٹانے کو کوئی نقصان نہیں سمجھا اللہ اے اللہ دنیا کے نقصان پہ اللہ ہم جان دینے کے لیے تیار ہے اللہ، تیرے ہزار احکام آج ہمارے سامنے توت رہے اللہ، نہ ہم نے اس کے خلاف انگلی اٹھائی اللہ، نہ ایک رات بے چینی کے ساتھ نیند نہ ایک رات بے چینی کے ساتھ گزری ہے اللہ، اے اللہ تو اس جرم عظیم کو تو معاف فرما، اے اللہ حضور کے احکام حضور کے طریقے ہمارے سامنے مٹ رہے اللہ، خود ہمارے اہل عیال ہماری بیوی بچے اللہ حضور کے سنت پہ اللہ چوری چلا رہے اللہ، لیکن ہم نے اس کے خلاف کوئی اقدام نہیں کیا اللہ، اے اللہ اس جرم عظیم کو تو معاف فرما، اے اللہ موت سے پہلے موت کی تیاری نصیب فرما، اے اللہ بقیہ زندگی کو تیرے احکام کے مطابق نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے لائے ہوئے طریقے کے مطابق گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ موت سے پہلے کلمہ توحید زبان پر جاری فرمائے اللہ، اے اللہ اس وقت شیطان کے وساوس سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرمائے اللہ، اے اللہ قبر کے سوالات کو تو آسان فرما، اے اللہ ہم اکیلے ہوں گے قبر میں اللہ، اے اللہ اندھیرے میں اللہ اس وقت تو ہمارا بن جانا ہے اللہ، اے اللہ قبر کے سوالات کو تو آسان فرما، اے پروردگار قبر کے سوالات کو تو آسان فرما، اے اللہ اے اللہ نام اعمال داہنے ہاتھ میں نصیب فرما، اے اللہ حشر کے پریشانیوں سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے دست مبارک سے کے ہاتھ مبارک سے ہم سب کو حوض کوثر کا پانی نصیب فرمائے اللہ، اے اللہ تیرے دیدار سے ہمیں محروم نہ فرمائے اللہ، اے اللہ تیرے دیدار سے ہمیں محروم نہ فرما، بغیر حساب کتاب جنت میں داخلہ نصیب فرما، بغیر حساب کتاب کے جنت میں داخلہ نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ہمارے رشتہ دار ماں باپ بھائی بہن پڑوسی جو متعلقین احباب جو دنیا سے جا چکے اللہ ان کی کروت کروت مغفرت فرمائے اللہ، ان کے سیئات کو حسنات سے مبدل فرما، ان کو اعلی علیین میں جگہ نصیب فرمائے اللہ، اے اللہ حاضرین کی مغفرت فرما، اے اللہ جتنے احباب یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے اللہ ان کے جائز مقاصد کو تو ہم سے بہتر جانتے اللہ، اے اللہ اپنی غیب کے خزانے سے تو پورا فرمائے اللہ، اپنے غیب کے خزانے سے تو پورا فرما، اے اللہ اس معمولی تفسیر سے اللہ میرے لیے اور ہم سب کے لیے اللہ نجات کا سبب بنا دے اللہ، اے اللہ نجات کا سبب بنا دے، اے اللہ اس دعا کو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ توفیق قبول فرما، ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما، اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد و نبینا و شفیعنا و حبیبنا مولانا محمد و بارک وسلم، سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون و سلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔